Kraft macaroni and fava beans? The Kraft Heinz company said Wednesday it's bringing dairy-free macaroni and cheese to the U.S. for the first time. The company said the new recipe has the same creamy texture and flavor of its beloved 85-year-old original mac and cheese but replaces dairy with ingredients like fava bean protein and coconut oil powder. The plant-based Kraft Nut Mac and Cheese, which will be rolled out to U.S. stores over the next few months, was developed in collaboration with Nut Company, a Chicago startup that makes plant-based milk, burgers and other products. Kraft Heinz, which is based in Pittsburgh and Chicago, formed a joint venture with Nut Company last year. The joint venture, called the Kraft Heinz Nut Company, has already released non-dairy cheese slices and mayonnaise in the U.S. It plans to add more products and begin international distribution next year. Kraft Heinz began selling vegan macaroni and cheese in Australia in 2021. But this will be the first time it's been sold in the U.S. Kraft Heinz Nut Co. CEO Lucho Lopez May said sales of plant-based macaroni and cheese products are outpacing the overall category. But less than 30% of buyers purchase the products a second time, citing disappointing taste and texture. Lopez May said Kraft Heinz Nut Company aims to meet consumers' preference for plant-based foods with familiar flavors that don't force them to make drastic changes to their eating habits. Kraft sells more than 1 million boxes of its original mac and cheese every day. Nut mac and cheese will be available in white cheddar and original flavors. While it's made from plants, nut mac and cheese isn't necessarily healthier than the original. When fully prepared with margarine and almond milk, 1 cup of nut mac and cheese has 450 calories. By comparison, 1 cup of original mac and cheese prepared with margarine and 2% milk is 350 calories. The plant-based dry mix is higher in fat and carbohydrates. But it's also lower in cholesterol and has more protein and fiber. Deanne Durbin, The Associated Press.